Hello, and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about back-to-school immunizations, lightning safety, and summer heat. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. Lightning kills more people in the United States each year than most people realize. It is one of summer's most underrated weather hazards, and it strikes without much warning. On average, lightning kills about 20 people in the U.S. each year and injures hundreds more. Most victims are caught outdoors while engaged in activities such as fishing, camping, hiking, and yard work. Many of those deaths are preventable. The problem is that people tend to underestimate lightning. It does not need to be raining hard, or raining at all, for a strike to happen. Lightning can reach the ground more than 10 miles away from a storm, well outside any rain or dark clouds. That bolt that seems to come out of a clear sky? It is real, and it has a name, a bolt from the blue. The rule is simple. If you can hear thunder, lightning is close enough to strike you. The National Weather Service puts it plainly, when thunder roars, go indoors. Do not wait to see lightning. Do not wait for the rain to pick up. If you hear thunder, get inside immediately and stay there until 30 minutes after the last rumble. Each month, our Department of Emergency Management and Security produces the Emergency Preparedness Newsletter and a monthly preparedness webinar. Learn more at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency-management. Summer heat in Fairfax County can turn dangerous fast. Knowing the warning signs of a heat-related illness and taking a few steps before temperatures peak could save your life or someone you love. Not all heat illness is the same, and the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke matters. Heat exhaustion happens when your body loses too much water and salt through sweating. Signs include heavy sweating, dizziness or feeling faint, nausea, headache, cool, pale, or clammy skin, weak, rapid pulse. If you or someone nearby shows these signs, move to a cool place, drink water, and apply cool, wet cloths to the skin. Heat exhaustion is serious, but it responds well to quick first aid. Heat stroke is a medical emergency. The body's cooling system has stopped working. Signs include high body temperature, 103 degrees or higher, hot, red, dry skin, sweating has stopped, rapid, strong pulse, confusion or loss of consciousness. Call or text 911 immediately if you suspect heat stroke. Do not wait to see if the person improves on their own. While you wait for help, move the person to a cooler location and try to lower their body temperature with cool, wet cloths or a cool bath. The Fairfax County Health Department has expanded walk-in hours at all four of its public health centers. While appointments remain available, the extended walk-in hours will make it easier to access health department services, including vaccinations, sexually transmitted infection testing, maternity services such as pregnancy testing, and other public health services. Beginning July 31st, the health department will launch its annual back-to-school immunization clinics. To help parents ensure their children are ready for the upcoming school year, dedicated school immunization hours, including expanded evening hours, will be offered at the Herndon-Reston Public Health Center, Annandale Public Health Center, Franconia-Springfield Public Health Center, and the Mount Vernon Public Health Center. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are also welcome. Parents are advised to bring their child's immunization record. Parents of students entering kindergarten, 7th grade, and 12th grade should be aware of Virginia's immunization requirements. The Fairfax County Health Department also offers childhood immunizations by appointment during regular clinic hours and during limited walk-in times. Learn more online at fairfaxcounty.gov/health. Finally, Fairfax County's free alert system sends you important information during an emergency, helps you navigate your commute, and shares community information. You can also customize your Fairfax alerts to receive information that is pertinent to you. Don't miss this important information. Sign up today for Fairfax alerts at fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Follow the Health and Safety Podcast on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Fairfax County and on our podcast webpage at fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.